May we pray. We come together in this time and place, O God, to declare our dependence upon Thee for life itself and for the gifts that give life meaning. We offer our thanks to Thee for Thy loving care of our anxiety in life's low moments, and for Thy patient forgiveness of our vanity in its high ones. Enable us in these days of work together to be good stewards of the contributions that others' minds and hearts can make to our own. Create within us in these moments and in all the time we share an openness to and an awareness of the presence of Thy Spirit as we encounter Thee in worship, in work, and in the lives of each other. We pray in the name of the One who was and is the mediator of Thy presence to and among us. Amen. We are pleased to have on our campus and among us today two persons who are involved in an area of our denominational life in which perhaps some of the most creative work is being done in the educational endeavor of the churches in which we participate. They are Robert G. Fulbright and Al Brewer, both of whom are connected with the children's section of the Sunday School Department of the Sunday School Board. We are indeed delighted to have them. I am going to introduce them to you with those words and allow Dr. Fulbright to introduce then to all of us the nature of the presentation which they have brought.
Throughout the Bible, we have many admonitions to us as God's followers to teach children biblical truths. You are familiar with many of these. Let me recall some of them found in both the Old and New Testament. In Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 through 8, "Hear, O Israel, listen. Jehovah is our God, Jehovah alone. You must love him with all your heart, soul, and mind. And you must think constantly about these things that I am giving you today. You must teach them to your children and talk about them when you are at home or out for a walk, at bedtime, and the first thing in the morning. Put them on your finger, wear them on your forehead, and write them on the doorposts of your house." Further over in the Old Testament, we have these words, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." And then a very familiar account in the Gospel of Mark, concerning a time when a group of mothers sought out Jesus to take their children and ask him to bless them. And this is Mark's account of that episode. "Once when some mothers were bringing their children to Jesus to bless them, the disciples shooed them away, telling them not to bother him. But when Jesus saw what was happening, he was very much displeased with his disciples and said to them, 'Let the children come to me, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as them. Don't send them away. I tell you as seriously as I know how that anyone who refuses to come to God as a little child will never be allowed into his kingdom.' Then he took the children into his arms and placed his hands on their heads and blessed them." I'm sure you, as will I, feel the tremendous importance that we have as parents, as church leaders, as church staff members, and as future church staff members, the keen responsibility of teaching boys and girls God's Word, in laying a foundation, a biblical foundation, that will eventually point them to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior when they reach that place in their life for responsible decision. Are you aware that in America today, there are 28 million boys and girls ages 6 through 11? As Southern Baptist and the largest Protestant denomination, we have almost 1.5 million enrolled in Southern Baptist Sunday schools. Our concern is that these boys and girls who are enrolled in our Sunday schools receive the very best instruction in biblical theology as they possibly can. And our second concern is that we reach out and enlist thousands and hundreds of thousands and even the millions of boys and girls who are enrolled in Sunday schools. And it's our prayer this morning and throughout this year, as we spotlight children's Sunday school work throughout our denomination and throughout the nation, it's our desire that through this worship experience this morning, that you will be challenged, you will be motivated to reconsider your responsibility, the area of teaching children.
Perplexing child. My needs are many and varied. I come in various shapes, sizes, and colors. So do packages. And like an unopened package, I am a mystery. I tease, tantalize, and challenge the best thinking of grown-ups. So society calls me the perplexing child, but my daddy calls me pumpkin.
There are secrets the Lord our God has not revealed to us, but these words which he has revealed are for us and our children to obey forever. The Children's Division of the Sunday School Department of the Baptist Sunday School Board presents Our Children and the Bible.
And the time's coming near when we'll live.
children, 1,445,402 of them, from all walks of life, children who need to know the truth of the Bible, God's holy word. As the scriptures say, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can children call on him if they have not believed? And how can they believe if they have not been taught? And how can they be taught if teachers do not teach? And how can teachers teach if they are not sent out? As the scriptures say, how wonderful is the coming of those who teach the good news. The Bible, God's Word, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. And if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. These are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Yea, then, there are secrets the Lord our God has not revealed to us, but these words which he has revealed are for us and our children to obey forever. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. And the children stand, ready to be taught, ready to be molded. This child, whose life I touch with mine, is like a piece of clay. I take his gentle will in hand and shape it day by day. If I regard that God is love, then likely he will too, because this yielding piece of clay will pattern things I do. If I respect my fellow man and all his burden share, I'll find this young life being shaped to love and really care. The turns upon the wheel will shape his habits, good and bad. The edges, rough and smooth, are mine upon this growing lad. So thou, who art the potter great, mold my life day by day, that I, in turn, may shape this child, whose life is trusting clay. Southern Baptists have always worked toward shaping the child and meeting the needs of children. We have done this with the best available educational resources and know-how of the day. Southern Baptists have studied and planned and proposed the best possible curriculum and methods for the generation and age in which its children were growing up. And in facing up to this responsibility, the question is always asked, why change? Or why can't things be left as they are? In essence, this question is not really the question at all, for change is inevitable. The question is, How can we best equip our children through the study of the Bible to meet these changes? From Kind Words in 1866 to Bible learners, discoverers, and searchers in the 70s. And in all of these years, the ever-penetrating question, is the curriculum Bible-based? One has only to check the history of Southern Baptists to discover the many things we have done to provide the best possible Bible teaching for children. And one truth stands out clearly from the pages of this history. Southern Baptists have been characterized by their loyalty in keeping the Bible at the center of teaching, and at the same time, utilizing the soundest methods and principles of education. The responsibility of teaching children the Bible is a great one. Effective Bible-centered teaching for children cannot evolve merely by taking a Bible in hand and lecturing about its truths. Such things as the age of the learner and good educational principles that apply to that learner must be taken into consideration if Bible teaching is to be effective. The child can grasp many Bible truths that have meaning for him now, and these truths in turn will lay foundations for better understanding and fulfillment of Christian teachings in later years. Bible teaching materials are built from these foundational concepts.
I know that it's important to teach the child a Bible, but why can't I just tell my pupils what I want them to know? All this pupil involvement, that takes a lot of work and planning. Why can't I just tell the lesson and then ask questions?
He told me just to sit right here, but not to make a sound, and he would teach me all the truths within the lessons found. Although I sat still on the chair, my mind went out to play. For God's blue sky called out to me, it was a lovely day. I soared the vast expanse of space without an earthly care, and built me castles in the clouds, yet never left that chair. It's true I didn't make a sound, but he could not discern that sitting still does not assure a single thing I'll learn.
So you're the pastor, or maybe the minister of education, the children's director, or the minister of music, or maybe you're a layperson within the church. Then in this role, you are a teacher of children, and your responsibility is a grave one. Teacher of the children, lovest thou me? Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Then feed my sheep. In this place, Lord, where heaps of litter cover way and children crowd the narrow street to play? Surely not here, Lord. Teacher of the children, lovest thou me? Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Then feed my sheep. In this place, Lord, where lonely mountains upward reach, and there are only two or three to teach, surely not here, Lord. Teacher of the children, lovest thou me? Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Then feed my sheep. In this ghetto, despair, hunger, dirt, frustration, anger, fear, and hurt, surely not here, Lord. Teacher of the children, lovest thou me? Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Then feed my sheep. You doubt me, Lord. This grieves me so. You grieve me too. You said you'd go where'er the service pathway led, to teach the child. These words you said. Teacher of the children, lovest thou me? Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Then feed my sheep. Yea, there are secrets the Lord our God has not revealed to us. But these words, which he has revealed, are for us and our children to obey forever.
Send us forth with a new determination to reach boys and girls.